Briefly, I'm just going to give a preview, I guess, teaser of my shiur on Shavuos night at 2 in the morning. If you find it interesting, you can come if you're still awake. One of the central mitzvot in our parsha in Bahar are the agricultural mitzvot of Shemitah and Yovel. Every seventh year that we wipe away loans and we forbid working in the fields. And then every 50 years, where in addition to that, we also free the slaves, we return ancestral properties to their original owners based on the chalukah when it was given out, when they gave it out in the time of Yehoshua. Now, Yovel in a particular captured the imaginations, for some reason, of all the early and then later Zionist thinkers, both secular and religious. And one of the preoccupations of the early Zionists was developing a ideally utopian economic system in Israel. And there were many thinkers who saw in Yovel the model for that for the economic system in Israel. They include Herzl. They include, in the most extensive form, Jabotinsky. Jabotinsky, for example, argued that Yovel is essentially some, in certain ways, a mix between between capitalism and socialism. Socialism, where you encourage joint ownership of the means of production and not private ownership. And capitalism, at least in its purest form, where we allow the individual to be involved in pursuit of his own material gain uninhibited by the government, and obviously everything in between. And Jabotinsky argued that Yovel is actually in between, because what Yovel does is it says for every 50 years we allow people to function as based on private property ownership to pursue their own economic gains, but every 50 years we reset the clock to make sure that things haven't diverged too much, that there hasn't been too much of a disparity in wealth, and therefore he argued that if he would live to see the day, he would set up Israel following a attenuated model of Yovel. Now, even though Jabotinsky was not Dati, and in fact, in that piece he says, look, I don't mean to follow it like the Torah, I don't really care what the Torah says so much. There were religious thinkers who agreed with him that fundamentally, if we want to set up an economic system that is in line with Torah, Yovel is a good model. To give just one example, recently there were many machlokot in Israel about who should have monetary rights to the natural gas findings in the off the coast of Israel. Should it be entirely the private company, the private investors who had actually excavated it, or because it's a natural resource that belongs to the country, should it belong to the country, and then the funds should be redirected into to public services and the like. And Rav Elazar Malamud, the author of Panini Halacha, a very prominent posek in the religious Zionist community in Israel, suggested, he said, if we get past the issues of contract, right? He's like, I'm not sure what the original deal was, and whatever the original deal was, and figuring out what we have to keep. Once we move beyond that, he says, you know what? We should follow Yovel as our guide. Because what does Yovel tell us? He says it tells us two things. One is that the means of production should not eternally be owned entirely by individuals, but they belong to the community. The second is that, right, land isn't just about ownership, it's about giving people equal footing, right, that you start off at a fair starting point, and that you have a chance in life. And therefore, he suggests that if that's the case, the natural resources are similar to land. They're the basic property of the community, and we should take a significant portion of them and redirect them back to the community, specifically to education. Because what land was in the time of the Torah, right, land was You couldn't do anything without land. That was the most basic capital. Nowadays, it's education. Right? The thing that allows you to get equal footing with other people is a basic education that allows you to now have a fighting chance to have a job. And therefore, he says, if Yovel said that we should take the basic assets that the country belongs, the things that belong to the earth, and redirect it to the community to allow individuals to not fall too far behind and have a fighting chance to compete economically with other people, we should devote, we should take the at least ethos of Yovel, not the actual halachos of Yovel, but the ethos of Yovel, and redirect a significant amount of the funds towards education and similar communal resources. And this dialogue, which, like I said, started with Herzl and Jabotinsky, you'll actually find, if you go through Zionist poskim, religious Zionist poskim, throughout the years, they try to figure out how can we capture the Tam HaMitzvah of Yovel and implement it into society. I'll just throw one out that you may never have realized, but if you ever buy land in Israel, most land in Israel, it's not true of all, it's true of about 80% of land, you don't actually buy it. You rent it for 98 years, I think it is, from Kakal, from Keren Kayemet Lisrael, from JNF. You don't actually own it. It's a rental. The reason that's true is because of Jabotinsky. Is when they originally set up the land authority in Israel, they modeled it on Yovel, that there would be no such thing as permanent ownership, that Ha'aretz lo yimacher litzmitut, you can't sell land forever. The original one, the original plan was actually 49 years. Like Yovel, nowadays it's not. It's twice that. But this is not just theoretical. This has actually been implemented in law in Israel. And like I said, if you want to hear more, on Shavuos night at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'll go through some more of the halachic and historical issues involved.